That was funny.
WJFK. This is the Don and Mike Show.
I used to be the one to prosecute. I claimed I want to clean up prostitutes while cruising the streets down on Hollywood and Vine. Her little black book lists me as love client number 9. I told my wife to stand right by my side. I laundered money that I couldn't hide. A couple days later, I said I will resign. There'll be no more cheating. Love client number 9.
Okay. Fantastic. Well,
that's about all there is to that.
Hi, this is Ernest Borgnine. And yucky, I never listened to Don Geronimo and Mike O'Meara. Never.
Why do you favor rape?
Hey now.
But I pulled a boner. I did it again. I guess the word is anal.
Anal.
Damn right.
I'm responsible for anal leaking.
Never a chore. The Don and Mike Show.
So, Cal Buddy.
Hello, hello. I just would like to say I don't have much time. I'm stopping by just to talk about what you want to talk about, what the world wants to talk about, Idol.
I thought it sucked.
I thought it sucked, too.
You're losing me, Simon.
I understand. There's nothing I can do. I can only do so much. I'm so disappointed with all of them. I don't even remember some of them, but some of them I do remember, and I just wish we'd get on with it. Off you go.
Yeah, what's the one thing that he said last night? What's the name of the Irish girl? He doesn't even know the name of the contestant.
That's ridiculous. I know all of them. I know all of them save one or two. There's several.
Name them.
All right. There's the African girl.
Name the 12. The African girl.
There's the African lad.
The African boy.
Then there's the homosexual boy.
That's 3 out of 12.
The Australian boy.
4.
The Irish girl you mentioned.
5.
The Chinese girl.
Got half of them.
The pretty black one. That's the African girl.
You already got her.
Redo.
The blonde with long hair.
7.
Let me see. The nurse with the motorcycle.
8.
The effeminate boy who's ill.
Danny Noriega?
No. Voted him off. The boy that's ill.
Oh,
he's the little one. The little petite boy. Yes. The one.
Hernandez?
Archuleta.
Yes, that's it, of course. Hold on. The boy with the bad hair. Yes, we've got the country girl.
Oh, yeah. You already had her.
Let me see. All right, African lad, homosexual boy, Australian boy, Irish girl, Chinese girl, pretty black one, blonde with long hair, nurse with the motorcycle, effeminate boy who's ill, the boy with bad hair, the country girl. There you are. I don't need names. They're going to be gone in no time. What I disagree, the reason I disagree with...
Boo!
Shut up! Shut up! I'm talking. Let me finish. The reason I disagree with Paula is because Paula gives false hope. I don't memorize names because I know that they're going to be gone and forgotten as soon as the show completes itself.
Do you know what the word mitts means?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
You know,
does that have anything to do with the washing up liquid?
No, you know teats.
Oh yes, yes. Oh, I like those.
Okay, so
I'm really trying to analyze, if I may, the real best ones that we have this year, and I'm not sure that we have a pair of, as you mentioned before, teats that are particularly outstanding.
No,
I think what we've got is a series of average ones that really will not further them along in the competition.
So you're a fan of teats?
I believe my theory is an idol. I really, and if I could possibly, just for once, make a statement without silly, mindless interruptions, I would go, shut up. Stop it.
Okay.
Stop it.
Right,
okay. Stop it.
Boo.
Enough. Enough, not queen.
Faggot.
Enough. I really believe on Idol that we have a series of talented youngsters who are not living up to this competition.
Mo.
And if they're not good, pardon me?
Mo.
Excuse me, did you say Mo?
He did.
I'm not a Mo. I'm trying to make a point.
Do you know
this
what I mean?
This is constructive criticism.
Hey.
It's constructive bollocks.
A mitt is a man teat. You've got them.
Hold on. I'm forgetting someone. I count 11.
Right.
I have the African lad, homosexual boy, Australian boy, Irish girl, Chinese girl, pretty black one, the blonde with long hair, the nurse with the motorcycle, effeminate boy who was ill,
tattooed rock,
boy with bad hair, the country girl. Mm-hmm. Who am I leaving out?
The rocker.
Tattooed rocker?
The rocker?
Yeah, with the dread.
No, he had her.
Oh, yes. The boy that has the bad hair also.
Mastro.
That uses the guitar. You can't hide behind that guitar.
Boo.
Stop it.
Boo.
I'm trying. Boo. No, you don't Boo. Understand.
Homosexual.
Look, if more of you would be honest and you'd listen to me, there'd be more chances that you would go forward in the competition. They choose not to. Your song choice is terrible.
You have mitts.
I do have mitts, but I'm not concerned. I thought we were discussing the mitts on the contestants. Kelly Clarkson.
No.
Kelly Clarkson had mitts. Shut up.
No. Kelly Clarkson had teats. Men have mitts.
Oh.
It's man teats.
Well, what does that have to do with washing up liquid?
Absolutely not.
I'm not sure that any of these ladies, and if I use the term extremely loosely, have a chance of going forward in the competition unless they make a better effort to show their breasts.
What about...
No, shut up. I'm making a point.
Very.
What about... I got a thought.
The music industry is... Pardon me?
A thought?
I thought you said I got a fart.
Oh, no, I got a thought.
I got a fart.
Oh, did Paula fart last night?
Yes.
Oh.
Always, constantly. That's something behind the scenes that you're one of the few who are privileged enough to know that that is one of the few people that cannot do an entire broadcast without constant wind breakage.
Are they vaginal farts?
No, they are from the bad place, as you like to call it. They come from there.
Yeah.
And it's a routine that she does. She's nervous. She's overly medicated. She doesn't prepare her speeches. And she comes onto the set and proceeds to pass gas. Regular passing of gas. What? Don't look confused at me. I'm making a point.
Pass
what
gas.
Don't you know? It's pass gas. She passes gas on a regular basis, and it annoys me. And Randy doesn't care because Randy also passes gas horribly slow. It's really like going to the factory where they're making the chili dogs. It's actually distracting, and I'm trying to drink my cola and review these performances on Idol because they're all substandard. They're substandard.
I want to throw an idea out at you.
You see, Paula fancies a cauliflower diet, and she says she's a vegetarian, and because she's a vegetarian, she seems to constantly have that rotting vegetation that is within her, and I have to suffer through it.
I got an idea.
Yes.
How about this? I don't want to go as far as retarded idol. How about handicapped idol?
Handicapped idol.
Special idol.
That, I'm going...
even better, but special idol.
Special idol.
I
don't think special will communicate it. I'm going to tell you something that might surprise you.
Yes.
I think that idea was absolutely brilliant. I thought that was absolutely brilliant.
That's your new go-to, isn't it,
that
Simon?
Brilliant performance, brilliant idea. We bring the handicapped and the infirmed onto the set of Idol, and I critique them probably more harshly than I do the regular contestants.
Buzz, you don't watch the show. You got to know that's his new go-to. His new go-to is, this may surprise you.
Yes. I'm going to surprise you right now. Positively brilliant.
Wow.
Positively the most incredible performance I think I've seen this year.
Way to turn it around.
I think now... Chakizi, you are the favorite to win this competition. But I really don't think you brought your A game tonight. They're all stock answers that I have each and every day. What are you? You seem to be distracted. What's happening?
He keeps... What is this, a tape?
That's the tape of Absolutely Brilliant.
Here we go.
Absolutely Brilliant.
Well, I'm right here. Why do you have the need to play one of your silly little tapes? Shut up. I'm talking. Why are you playing the tape if I'm sitting here? I'm not a homosexual.
Here's what I think.
I like lovely, beautiful ladies with cleavage.
And your mother?
Shut up. Enough. My mother has a special place in my heart.
What about?
She really does. She liked me ever since I was on Sale of the Century.
Uh-huh.
Did you see me on Sale of the Century?
We saw that on YouTube.
It was wonderful.
What about you and Ryan Seacrest?
He is a fancy lad. May I say something? I argue and I banter about with Ryan, and here's something that might surprise all of your American listeners. The fact is that Ryan and I argue, and we appear not to like each other, right. And that's why everyone in your audience who doesn't pay attention thinks that it's actually fictitious, when in fact I don't like him, I have total disdain for him, and I have good authority that he, unlike yours truly, is a practicing homosexual. That's true. I do not have a bromance with him, as has been written in the tabloids, a word I do not care for.
A bromance.
I don't like bromance. The fact that OK Magazine has said bromance, suggesting that on some level, when Ryan and I, when we traveled to Africa.
It's like saying you need a man's ear.
Last year, when we traveled to Africa for Idol Gives Back, they said that we were bunking together and sleeping in the same tent with perhaps even the same sleeping bag, and it's total and complete and utter rubbish.
I have to know, when you did that promo film, when the American Idol people went to Africa,
yes,
you didn't actually, beyond when the camera was on, you didn't actually interact with these poor people.
Oh, I'll go one step further. I'd be happy to address that. We didn't travel to Africa. That was filmed on a soundstage. No, shut up, it was. I'm sorry, we were busy. Busy, I have a schedule. Excuse me, schedule. I have a very busy schedule. I said, how can you expect me to be a judge on Idol and then travel halfway around the world to go into a terribly diseased country where I might get sicky-poo and actually come out of that country and then go back and judge Idol? It's simply impossible.
So those people were what, all extras?
Those scenes were taped in Burbank. We actually filmed them in Burbank. It was a beautifully done soundstage that they did from one of those Iraqi movies that they make that are so popular with your people now. And we did the whole thing usually in the better part of an afternoon. And we didn't travel to Africa, so I don't have a bromance with him. But I do believe, because of his lack of interest, the bromance does not exist. I do believe that Ryan is a homosexual, and I don't care for him. And I don't think he possesses any significant talent. Shut up! What am I saying?
Body odor.
He's not smart. Yes, I do have body odor. What is the obsession that all of you have in this country with washing? Constant bathing. I wash my hair in the sink, and I don't see any need to jump in the shower. You're washing off germs that can combat illness. That's what you're doing. What I like to do right before the show, give the head a good scrub with the washing hair liquid.
In the sink.
And then I go out on Idol, but I don't wash my body. I don't think it's necessary to wash your body because you've got preventative germs that actually combat diseases. If you'll notice, they were dropping like flies, all the contestants getting sick as a wicket, and it was very frustrating.
Do you still bang all the girls?
I tried to. I made a very concerted effort to bang three of them this year. Let me see if I can remember
Did you bang the African girl?
I would love to. What? I think she's positively lovely.
The Chinese girl?
No, don't care for her. She's not in my demo.
Oh, hey, what about the Irish rocker?
The Irish rocker is married, and I said, let me tell you something. We're off camera now. If you want to proceed in this competition, you'll have to ignore your marital vows, step into the Simon Cowell dressing room, and give me a good rogering. And she was not exactly thrilled with it, being that she's Irish. And that's, of course, a debilitating disease
What about the chick she's married to, the blonde chick that sang Let It Be on the piano?
That's the one that I'm working on right now. She's very, how shall I say, malleable. She's very, very, she's like a piece of clay. And I like to strike a good 2 weeks before they're voted off the competition. And I will go to her room and I'll say, I'm going to give you a piece of advice. When you're playing a song at your piano, please take a look to camera right and make direct eye contact. And then I'll gently put my BO written arm around her and I'll say, you look to camera right. And then the camera's going to love you. The camera's going to love you. The people are going to love you. And I think you're really going to have a good time in this competition. Now, I think to relax, what you ought to do is we ought to have some sort of intercourse. And then it works. Quick as a buggy.
Good for you.
Always works. But I'll tell you something. I'm having trouble. The harp won't roger me. I don't care for that. And what I do like, though, I've always been fascinated.
The harp, the mick.
In my opinion, and this is really positively a brilliant idea on my part,
yeah.
I think the Irish girl, she's got tattoos. And the thing I like about tattoos is she's got tattoos. And now shut up, she does.
Boo.
You can't ignore them.
Boo.
You can't ignore them.
Tattoo.
They're all on her arm. They're
tattoo.
Running up there. I wanted to see, do you
herpes.
Have... And what I said to her was, I don't have herpes.
All right.
Thank you, I don't. Boo. You might have your herpes. I don't have my herpes. Really, if I had herpes, I wouldn't be who I am today. That's what I have to tell you.
Okay.
But I love the tattoos on the arm, and I'm wondering if, because she owns a parlor with her husband, if the tattoos actually are down in some of the nether regions. And that's what I said to her, and she said, I'm not interested in you, Simon. And I said, that's good. We'll see how far you get in this competition
mm-hmm.
with that attitude. And Sechrist also, although he might be a practicing homosexual, he actually does some good rounding up of some of the ladies for me.
Well, then let me ask you.
He did it for me last year when I Rogered Melinda Doolittle.
What's
that
her
was
name?
Kind of like being with a little person. She had the features and the head size of a dwarf. And I enjoy that. Shuts up.
You know, McPhee's coming back on tonight.
Oh, yes.
Did you roger her?
Oh, easy pickings. That was really? Easy pickings. Of course I did. She's so slow on the uptake. It was very, very easy. I actually did that with just a little pre-show back rub. And before you know it, I said, no, dear, don't stop now. You know, it's already begun. There's no reason for you to get nervous anymore. And I said, don't turn around. Don't make eye contact.
Then it was
bing, bang. Who's your father? That's what we did. We enjoyed it backstage. We had a good time. It was just
father?
Me, Quest for Fire. Lots of fun. Drink the water. You drink out of the lake, and Simon will sneak up on you. And that's why she didn't bother her at all. Now, of course, that's the reason she's marrying someone who's in his 40s.
Who's off the show tonight?
Okay. It's going to be, I'm sorry to say, that the one stone cold lock would be the country girl. She doesn't have the smarts. She doesn't have the talent.
So,
and she doesn't have the charisma.
Will you bang her before the show?
I will try to get half a rogering. That's what we call it over where I'm from.
Half a rogering.
What I'd like to do is I'd like to go back to a dressing room, and I'd like to say, would you come with me just for a brief time, and would you like to talk into the simophone? That's what I refer to as my John Thomas, is my simophone. And if she's for it, she's for it. If she's not, she's going to be voted off anyway, and it's no skin off my back.
Gotcha.
You understand how that works?
I do.
So I hope you enjoy the show. Keep watching Idol. I know you're addicted.
Boo!
No, you're addicted!
Boo!
No! Oh, I wish you all sleep with Danny Noriega. I'm really, I'm very glad that we voted him off. I thought he was a talentless queen, and I'm really glad that we got the puff voted off. I truly am. I said, off you go. Take
boo
to yourself. Enough.
Boo.
Enough. You're ridiculous.
Got a break.
It's time to break on the Don and Mike show.
Absolutely brilliant.
Shut up.
This is the Don and Mike show.